And we are back for our final segment of the first hour. We just heard The View from Outside. That's the Chick Corea Electric Band. This contingent from 1987 had Dave Weckl on drums, John Patitucci on the bass, Frank Gambale on the guitar, and Eric Marienthal on the saxophone. Due to time constraints, I'm going to go a little bit out of sequence. I'm going to play a George Benson recording of the tune called Breezin' from 1976. When we're talking about the impact a lot of this music had, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about some of the popular music that was going on at the same time that had many of the elements that these guys were drawing from that helped them to have a bigger audience. There were many rock bands, a couple in particular, Yes, The Who, Genesis, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, that had much of this rock guitar orientated music. A lot of this music sounded like it was played by the bands Yes and Genesis. On the other side of the coin, we had some of these horn bands that we listened to last week. So it's not surprising that many of the kids that found the music of Emerson, Lake and Palmer or Genesis or Cream appealing would find this hard rocking jazz rock very appealing. As a matter of fact, many of these groups, when they went on tour, they would play arenas, the same types of venues that these rock bands were playing at the time. The other big thing that was going on in the music world at this time was disco was just starting to get off its feet. And inadvertently, a couple of musicians, such as Herbie Hancock with his tune Chameleon, it had a beat to it that was very similar to disco music. So this tune, Chameleon, actually we heard it quite a few weeks ago, it fed right into that. The dance craze of the early 70s, I don't even know if I would say it was disco music, but there was a style of music that was played by groups like Brass Construction and the Ohio Players that had a really infectious groove to it. And this tune, Breezin', kind of fed into that. It was a very popular dance tune in its heyday. Most of the bands that played top 40 at the time, the guitar player was required to learn as much of this guitar solo as possible. So before we close out the first hour, this is George Benson's Breezin'.